And now we're going to go over to Caroline, who I think is in London, and Caroline's going to lead us in prayer. Thank you, Caroline. You need to unmute. You need to unmute, Caroline.
Okay. Let's pray. Lord, we bring before you our thanks and praise for that, for the natural beauty of this world, for our families and friends, and for our faith in you and our freedom to worship openly. We continue to pray for your help with combating the ongoing pandemic all over the world. We pray for those still struggling with COVID at home or in hospital, and those battling with long COVID. And we pray for those whose jobs are on the line or lost, and for those whose plans have been disrupted yet again by the recent travel restrictions. We thank you for the various vaccines and pray that the rollout will become less divisive and more generous, especially to the third world countries, that by your grace, we may find long-term ways to deal with this worldwide problem. Let us now have a moment's silence to pray for those needs of our families and friends. And lastly, we pray that these lovely services make a real material impact on our daily lives, and that they may help us to know you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen.
Amen.
And now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.